Track 14, Going with the Grain. Louis Blake is the founder of acclaimed vegan restaurant Erpingham House. Tom Castle asked him about his passion for vegan food, why he chose to open his restaurant in Norfolk, his commitment to sourcing food locally, and just how likely and exciting a plant-based future truly is.
Louis Blake is the founder of the acclaimed Norwich vegan restaurant Erpingham House. Tom Castle asked him about his passion for vegan food, why he chose to open his restaurant in Norfolk, his commitment to sourcing food locally, and just how likely and exciting a plant-based future truly is. Can you tell us a bit about the journey that led you to open Erpingham House in Norwich?
I was working in London, running a recruitment and marketing agency in the hospitality space, but after suffering chronic fatigue and having a fairly unhealthy lifestyle, I switched to a plant-based diet. I saw vast improvements in my mindset, physical health and sleep, whilst really enjoying food and cooking for the first time. After learning about the environmental impacts of Western food, I wanted to make this new passion my job, so I left my business and started consulting for vegan food brands, supporting them with marketing and strategy. This led to working with a large restaurant chain who were launching a vegan menu, and through this process I started seeing just how impactful food could be. So this inspired me to open a restaurant of my own. And after travelling back to Norwich to see friends and family, I found very few options that would normalise a plant-based dining experience. So I wanted to create something that was accessible and desirable to an audience who weren't necessarily vegan.
Why did you decide to curate a fully plant-based menu, and what were your inspirations?
I believed in the health aspects through lived experience, and I'd done a fair amount of research on the environmental impact of Western food choices. And knowing this, the only option was to make this restaurant fully plant-based to make it truly authentic. I spent some time in New York, Los Angeles, and Berlin, as well as visiting restaurants at home in London to see what was possible on a vegan menu. I had a strong vision for what it could be and essentially created what I would like to eat.
You've had a successful start with new restaurants in Brighton and Edinburgh. What next?
Well, I'd like to keep growing the Erpingham House brand into other UK cities to meet the growing demand and need for plant-based, sustainable food. We now have a number of sub-brands that have been active through dark kitchens, that's professional kitchens that only produce food for takeaway. So we'll potentially be expanding these into our physical locations and following our curiosity as well as the needs and wants of our customers to keep creating.
You have other interests and ventures outside of Erpingham. Can you tell us about those?
I co-founded a football academy locally in Norwich called Future Football Elite, which works with around 500 children in Norwich and competes in the Junior Premier League. Earlier this year, we also opened The Arena, that's an 18,000 square foot indoor sports facility in a warehouse in Norwich, comprising four football pitches, a boxing gym, physio space and cafe. I've been actively investing in plant-based startups over the last few years, and I consult with a number of brands in this space.
And what's it been like for you over the last year and a half of lockdowns?
I took the stance early on that we can't control such things, only how we find the opportunity. Initially, it was nice to create some space to read and think and evaluate. And for Erpingham House, we fed children who would otherwise have had school meals and repurposed our kitchen space to grow our delivery operation. We'd also just signed the lease on the warehouse space to build the arena, as well as opening Brighton just 2 days before the first lockdown. So there was a lot to organise and a huge effort to adapt. We managed to get a number of delivery kitchens open in London, and I was able to spend more time in Norfolk, which really made me fall in love with home again.
How has it been getting staff, given the difficulty of the job market in hospitality at the moment?
It's a challenging time for everyone with regards to recruitment. Many people have sought a change in career over lockdown, and so we've had to be creative in how we hire. We've built an online training system to support new chefs coming into the industry and had to adapt our offering slightly to ensure the staff that are still working aren't overwhelmed.
Do you have a favourite part of Norfolk?
I really enjoy going to Holcombe and Wells, but I'm equally happy being in the city. It feels like a village, and the pace of life is much slower than London. I think there's a reason that so many people who spend time in Norwich move there.
And how do you unwind?
I've been using meditation and breathwork for a number of years now, and I find it really helps to calm the mind, relax, and reflect. But I also love sport and training, whether that's running or boxing, as well as a morning dip at Sea Pawling in the summer months.
Finally, what's your favourite thing from the Norwich menu right now?
Well, I would have to say the Buddha Bowl. That's roasted broccoli, hummus, tempeh, kale, black beans, cabbage, quinoa, tahini, pomegranate and roasted cashews. And if I'm allowing myself a treat, the tiramisu for dessert. However, I simply can't pick a favourite from the new autumn menu. The dish that surprises people the most is either the fish, which is made from banana blossom and nori and chips, or the salmon locked bagel of carrot and liquid smoke.